Be'ezus Hashem, this past Shabbos, so we started Chumash Bereishis and Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis, you all know, begins with the Pasuk Bereishis Bara. And the second Pasuk in the Torah is Yo'aretz Haysa Sayu V'Vayu V'Chayshech Al Pnei Tahayim. The land, the earth, was drifty, confusing, a big mush, dark. Ruach Elokim Mekarachevas Al Pnei Amayim. The feeling of Tayu V'Vayu is something that, I don't know about you guys, but it's something that I can relate to very much right now. Where are we? Are we up north in Achziv? Are we in Yeshiva? Are we in America? Are we in England? Are we in Telstone? Are we on Zoom? Are we nowhere? Are we everywhere? Today I was actually in Yeshiva in the shir room for a couple of minutes. I sort of expected that that's what was going to happen because Rabbi Nalek came over to me today after davening and said, oh yeah, Rabbi Samber is not going in until further notice. So I don't know if you want to go in this afternoon. I said, I'm going into Yeshiva just to touch base whether I see anybody or not. That's exactly what I did. But it's Tayu V'Vayu V'Chayshech Al Pnei Tahayim. Like, where are we? We're everywhere. We're nowhere. We're starting. We're not starting. But there's an answer. What's the next Pasuk? The next Pasuk is, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Hashem said that there should be Or. Vayehi Or, and it became light. Now, what's Or? So we all know from the Megillah. La'ihudim ha'isa'ira v'simcha v'sasin v'ikar. Chazal say that Or is what? Ira zutaira. If you want to be light, if you want to alleviate any confusion, there's always a way to do it. And that is sit down and learn, and you won't be confused anymore. The Vilna Gaon used to say that we can all have Das Taira. Me and you, and we can have Das Taira. How do you get Das Taira? You sit down for an hour, two, three, four, five, and you sit and you learn, and after that, everything clarifies itself. You have Das Taira. You have clarity. It's not a mush anymore. It's not blurry. So if you want to get a concept of what you're supposed to be doing in any situation, the best thing to do is just sit down and learn. Get into a sugya, absorb yourself in a sugya, and everything will become clear. That's one thing that I wanted to share today as we begin the new Zman. But there's one other point that I wanted to share with everybody. One of the good memories, let's say, of this past Bein HaZmanim. Lots of things that I'm sure everybody would rather not remember about this Bein HaZmanim. It was kind of a Bein HaZmanim that, of what wasn't. On my end, we couldn't daven in shul. There were no Simchas Beis HaSheva. Simchas Torah was very different. Everyone was locked away. But if you look for it, there's always a silver lining in every cloud. So there were positive spots also. And I'd like to share one of the positive spots with you as it relates to the parsha, because I think that it also gives us a key as to what we should be doing right now. After Bereishis, after creation, after Adam Arishin and the Chet Adam Arishin, so we have the whole battle between Cain and Hevel. Cain and Hevel were born on the sixth day of creation, on the Yom HaShishi. They were thrown out of Gan Eden together with Adam and Chava. And after Shabbos, so they start to make their own form of trouble. Hevel gives his matana, Cain gives his matana. Hevel's is accepted, Cain's is not accepted. And then Cain decides to take it out on Hevel. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer Cain el Hevel Achiv. Cain says to Hevel, his brother, Vayihi b'yosem basodeh, and it was when they were in the field, Vayokam Cain el Hevel Achiv, and Cain got up on Hevel, his brother, Vayargeyu, and he killed him. Now the question here is, it says, Vayomer Cain el Hevel Achiv, Cain said to Hevel, his brother, Vayihi b'yosem basodeh. It doesn't say what he said to him. We don't know what Cain said to Hevel. So if you want to see the inside story, very, very interesting inside story, you take a look at the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel. Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says, and I'll go through it with you, Va'amar Kayin levas Hevel Achui. Kayin says to Hevel, his brother, Esau v'nepuk tarvinan lebara. Let's both go take it outside. Let's go outside together. V'havakat nafku tarvein lebara. When they both went outside, Ani Kayin raised his voice, V'amar lehevel, and he said to Hevel, Mistakel anah deberachmin isbari alma. I see that this world was created with Rachmanis. It was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do good things for us. However, it's not led by whether people deserve it. Umatuv Ampin is Bedina. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays favorites in Din. Min Beglau Ma Iskabel Karbonach VeKarboni Mini Lo Iskabel Barava. How come your carbon got accepted and my carbon didn't get accepted? That's not fair. Ani Hevel, Hevel said back to him, V'amal Kayin, and he says to Kayin, Barachamin is Bari Alma. You're right, the world was created with Rachmanis, with Toiv. Ubeperi Yavdin, however, you're wrong. It's because of results, Hu Midbar. It's led by the virtue of results. Less bedina, and there's no favoritism in judgment. And it was because of the fact that my peris, my actions were better than yours, and they came before yours, that's why my carbon was accepted and yours wasn't. I did better than you did. I worked harder. I did better, so I got better results. Ani Kayin v'amala heaven, less than the less dying. It's not true. It's not true. It's not fair. There's no judgment, there's no fairness, and there's no dying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about this stuff, chas v'shalom. But less olam achron, and there's no olam abo. But less the mitan agar tav l'tzadikaya, and there's not going to be any schar for tzadikim. But less the mifram in merushaya, and there's no punishment for the rishoyim. You hear all that? Ani Hevel v'amil kayin is din v'is dayin. You're wrong. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is judgment. V'is olam achron, and there is an olam abo. V'is lamitan agar tav l'tzadikaya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives good to tzadikim. V'is l'misparim in rishaya, and he gives bad to rishoyim. V'al esak pizgamaya ilain have him in Zion, and because of these words, they started to fight. You can imagine, it's a pretty intense argument, whether there's oil maba, whether there's schar v'oynesh, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about our ma'isim. Al anpe bera, v'kam Kayin al hevel achoy, so they went further outside, and Kayin jumped up on hevel, v'tova avne b'mitzchei, and he took a rock and jammed it into his forehead, v'katle, and he killed him. That's what happened. That's what it means. V'amar Kayin lehevel echiv. The question still remains, why is it left out of the pasuk? But that's a question I think that we could really all answer for ourselves. The answer is that it doesn't deserve to be included in the pasuk. I remember I once had a balabas in my shul. He wrote a letter to a famous rav in America. He never got an answer back. So he called him on the phone. He said, "How come you didn't write back to my letter? He said, "Some letters don't deserve to have a reply written back to them." Va'amar Kayin, whatever Kayin said to Hevel, it doesn't deserve to be written. He said whatever he said. But why? Because we all know that it was just a justification. What was really bothering Kayin wasn't what he said. It was an excuse. He was missing the point. He wanted to say that it's not my fault. And so he blamed it on Hevel. He blamed it on the fact that there was no fairness in the world. There's no olam haba. Kayin failed to be proactive. He failed to take it on his own shoulders. And if we want to be successful with anything, if we want to have things really clear, so that's the first thing that we have to learn. During my Bein HaZmanim, So there were many pleasant memories, actually. One of them was definitely getting up for Nates with my kids numerous times, and davening outside with the minyan in front of the shul, starting out with the dark and, you know, seeing the sunrise, and it happened a lot of times. That was a great memory. Another thing is my oldest son, who's in special ed, so he has a very special Simchas Pesach Sheyeva for years we've been going. Siach Sod. And the mantra of this Simchas Beis Sheva is Mishloi Ra Simchas Beis Sheva Bebeis Siach Sod Loi Ra Simcha Miyamav. A little bit of a steal, but it's almost true. The first time that I went to this thing, I was so moved. I wrote up a piece on it. It was later published. Somebody took it and published in a book. It's an unbelievable Simchas Beis Sheva, because you just see these kids who are no sophistication whatsoever, but just so happy. Well, he didn't have a Simchas Beis Sheva this year. But we had posters up in our sukkah, and they had a Simchas Beis Sheva over Israeli radio station, and we turned it on for my son, and somehow he knew exactly what it was, and he started to get up and scream and dance. And we danced with him. That was another one. The third one was we had a Simchas Beis Sheva in Tellstone on a flatbed truck. You had, one real famous, I don't know what you call it, Hasidish singer, or, you know, Jewish pop singer, one world-class chazen, a world-class violinist, mamish, tremendous, going all around Tellstone on this flatbed truck. So usually what you're supposed to do is wait till he comes to your house. He stops in front of your house for 10 minutes or whatever, and gending. But we went up the hill to Neve Tzion, if you know where that is, all the way up the hill, and we followed him all around Tellstone. He was going slow, and we followed him around for an hour and a half. And again, my son was dancing all the way. It was unbelievable. But then there's the one that I wanted to share. The one that I wanted to share was Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, I wrote it in an email, that we knew before Simchas Torah that the policy was going to be no dancing on Simchas Torah. Whoever had the hakafas, whoever had the Sifrei Torah was going to be going around. And the Yana Hashem Ashiyana, and they're going to be singing towards the people going around the, going around the bima. But everybody else in their place. Now what kind of Simchas Torah is that? The Rav got up, we were outside at the time, and he spoke. And he said it's very weird for everybody. But he told a story about the Vilna Gaon, amongst other things, that for me really just framed it. They framed it perfectly. He said the Vilna Gaon, at times he wasn't able to be with the people. He would go to his room, and he would be mefazez u'mecharker. He would dance wildly, just clapping to himself in his place. Why? Because he had his own individual appreciation of what Torah had done for him. And he said, and that's our Aveda this year. We're going to be together. We're not like the Vilna Gaon. But everybody in his place can sing and dance. And if you have your kids with you, you can dance with them too. But all in unison. But everybody to himself. And I must admit to you, it was one of the most inspiring, it was one of the best Simchas Torahs that I ever remember having in my life. Okay, I mean, I have that disease. I'm a very private person. And I really, in a certain way, disdain when people dance in a way where it's clear that they're not dancing in the Torah. It's sort of like, what's going around who? The sun is going around the earth, or the earth is going around the sun? Sometimes you see people, that you're sure that it's not, they're not dancing around the Sefer Torah. They sort of imagine that the Sefer Torah is like twirling around them. But it's about them. When you're dancing by yourself, and you're singing by yourself, and your eyes are closed, and you're not putting on a show for anybody, so sometimes a lot more meaningful. But in order to do that, you have to realize that I'm in whatever situation I am, and I have to make the best out of it. And it's up to me. I can't blame it on anything. I can't blame it on anybody. It's totally up to me. Ain't a davar etali ella bi. And that was exactly what Cain's mistake was. Cain blew it. Cain brought a carbon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't sefridin from his carbon. Try to get off cheap. So what did he say? He came up with a whole shtickel Torah. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't like my carbon, it must be that there's something wrong with the system. It's that guy's fault, and it's this guy's fault, and this guy messed up, and the other guy messed up, and the whole thing stinks. It's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that in the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you want to know why I didn't take it from you? He says, Alayim Seitiv says, if you want to do good, so then you're going to rise up. Vimloy Seitiv, if you don't do good, L'pesachatas Revet, so then your rotten behavior is going to be crouching for you in the grave. Vimlecha Teshukasai, and you're going to develop a propensity. You're going to develop a desire to keep acting like that. It's your fault, Cain. But he didn't want to say that. He didn't want to say that it has to do with me. So he blamed it on other people. That's what we have to realize going into any situation, any challenging situation. It's always up to us. To sit around and say, this situation could have been handled a different way, that situation could have been handled another way. Who cares? What's the difference? It is what it is, like the world says. We are where we are. On Zoom, in Achziv, in Yerushalayim. And it's all for a reason. And there are many milas to everything. And it's confusing. But you sit down and you learn, and you make the best out of the situation, and it's going to be very, very good. I remember the first day in Achziv, and for morning Seder, there were no cages yet. And we're all back in our rooms, how is this thing going to play itself out? And it just came to second Seder, by that time the cages were there, looking forward to getting back into my cage when, you know, in Yerushalayim too. And I said, look, it's going to come together. And was it hard? Of course it was hard. And the hard part hadn't even started yet, right? But I think that every one of us can admit, every one of us can look back, and I know that I will, it was an unbelievable Elzman. I know for myself, how many Elzmans have I been in Yeshivas Teres Moshe? Most memorable Elzman for sure. But I think more than that, I think it was the best. Because there were adverse circumstances, and instead of complaining about a situation, you rise to the challenge. And now it's a new challenge. It's a new challenge for a couple days, a week, 2 weeks, whatever this is going to be. And then Be'ez Hashem, everybody getting back together and going through the next stages and the next hurdles, and I'm sure that there's going to be many of them. But this Zman, we had Zoomer Zman. This Zman is another Zman. This is going to be called the Gesinnte Winter Zman. It's going to be Gesinnt in the fact that everybody's going to be healthy, Be'ez Hashem. We should all stay healthy. But it's going to be Gesinnt in a way of Briut, Tie Bari. Everybody is going to be well. Everybody's going to have a good attitude. Everybody is going to be stark. And Be'ez Hashem, if we have that clarity that comes with Limud HaTorah, and also, if we have that attitude that it does not make a difference what they throw at us, but it's up to us. And if we do that, so Be'ezus Hashem, everything that comes to pass during this man will just be another step in our growth. And Be'ezus Hashem, I look forward to continuing through this man with you. Each and every day will be a new challenge. That each and every day will be another step in growth and steiging. It should be a gesinnte winter zman for everybody. And Be'ezras Hashem, so we'll start the shiurim tomorrow.